This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Palestinians in Gaza City have continued to flood south as Israel's military ground incursion presses on. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Civilians still in Gaza City in the north of the enclave said they could see and hear Israeli ground forces closing in from multiple directions. As a result, thousands of civilians have fled the area as food and water become scarce and urban fighting between Israel and Hamas heats up. Clashes took place not far from the area's main Shifa hospital. The Israeli military say Hamas has a command center below the hospital, but Hamas and weary hospital staff deny the claim. They say the Israeli military is making a pretext to strike the downtrodden facility. I'm Karen Chamas.
As the fighting continues to rage, an international conference on providing humanitarian aid to civilians in Gaza began in Paris. Officials from over 50 Western and Arab nations, as well as the United Nations and non-governmental organizations, were in attendance. French President Emmanuel Macron opened the aid conference with an appeal for Israel to protect civilians, saying that fighting terrorism can never be carried out without rules. President Macron said France will increase aid for Palestine from $21 million to more than $100 million. The Associated Press says Qatar, Egypt, and the United States are negotiating a three-day humanitarian ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. According to officials from Egypt, the United Nations, and a Western diplomat who all spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity, the ceasefire will be imposed in exchange for the release of about a dozen hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. The deal would enable more aid, including limited amounts of fuel, to enter the besieged territory to alleviate worsening conditions for the 2.3 million Palestinians still trapped there. The one-month-old war was triggered by the deadly Hamas attack on southern Israel on October 7th that left more than 1,400 people dead. The terrorist group abducted about 240 people during the raid. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says more than 10,500 Palestinians have been killed, including more than 4,300 children. The giant pandas who once resided in Washington, D.C.'s National Zoo are heading home to China. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Parents Mei Zhang and Tian Tian brought the zoo panda babies over the years.
Haishan, Bao Bao, Bei Bei, and now Xiao Ji Ji.
People could see the babies on the panda cam or at the zoo.
It was cute, and then the mom, and he was trying to explore it.
The zoo's Brandy Smith was there as mom, dad, and cub Xiao Ji Ji were loaded into large white crates.
It is a moment with some heartbreak in it.
They were put on a plane headed to China, and there are no guarantees that pandas will return to D.C.
So I look forward to welcoming you all here sometime soon again as we celebrate the return of giant pandas to Smithsonian's National Zoo.
Veteran China watchers have speculated the withdrawing of pandas from zoos is linked to diplomatic tensions between the U.S. and China. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The union representing U.S. film and television actors reached a tentative deal with major Hollywood studios Wednesday to end its four-month-old strike. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta spoke to the union's chief negotiator about the new agreement.
The three-year contract must still be approved by the board of the actors' union SAG-AFTRA and its members, but actors are free to go back to work. The union's chief negotiator, Duncan Crabtree Ireland, says he's happy with the protections it provides.
That includes things like minimum wages that have increased substantially to help our members keep up with the impact of inflation.
The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers says in a statement the agreement also includes residuals for streaming programs and compensation for artificial intelligence. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The agreement between the actors and studios brings an end to months of labor unrest that has hobbled production in Hollywood. Film and television writers ended their own four-month strike against the studios back in September. It was the first time both writers and actors were on strike together since 1960. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on social media, and download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.